And you've got my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270. It's the show affectionately known as Off to the Races. I am your host, Mike Bozich, and we've got another great show on tap for you today as we continue to look back the year 2025. It's the year in review. Last week, we took a look at the Fair Finals, the Fair Champions, gave them their due. Today, we're going to take a look at the Buckeye Stallion Series Finals, the Buckeye Stallion Series Champions for each of the eight divisions, and Finals Night was contested once again at Northfield Park. That was back on October 4th. So you're going to be hearing a lot of the dulcet tones once again of our guy Kenny Livingood as we relive Buckeye Stallion Series Finals Night. Each division going for a purse of $75,000. It was a great night. Some great champions. We're also going to hear from some of the participants, some of the interviews with the connections as well. But first things first, let's thank our fine sponsors that make this show possible each and every week. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. All right, let's take a look at the year in review. As we continue, we talked about Buckeye Stallion Series Finals Night. The three-year-old filly, what's it going to be? No, it's going to be the three-year-old colt trot that's going to lead things off. That's right. We're going to take it in numerical order, in the race order that they had at Northfield Park. Race number two. And Smoke One For Me is the big favorite on the board of 3-5. Now, if you remember from last week, we had plenty of upsets in the Fair Finals. And for those of you that didn't catch the Stallion Series Finals, will that be a repeat? Well, let's see how it starts off. Smoke One For Me, the big 3-5 favorite. I could kind of tip you a little bit past the half. The big 21-1 shot, Nelly Up, was on the front. And a big 22-1 shot, Let's Go to Paris, was sitting 3-hole. And a big 16-1 shot, Rose Ranari, was making some first over headway. Where's Smoke One For Me in all of this? Let's hear from the track announcer, Kenny Livingood at Northfield Park, as we relive Buckeye Stallion Series Finals Night.
Trip outside there, first over. On that one's back, Full Moon Howl. Pinned in, Let's Go to Paris, no place to go. Royal times two, third over with five to pick up. At the inside, I stand alone, Oz, and Shoot Some Hoop is caught up as they go to three quarters. Nelly Up in a bid to make all and still looking pretty good. Full Moon Howl is flipping three wide. Rose Ranari fights on. Spoke One For Me at the cones. We'll need the passing lane. Three quarters, 1:27-2. They swing back onto the far turn. It's Nelly Up with the advantage. Rose Ranari on the outside. Been super game to be this close with an eighth of a mile more to get. Spoke One For Me at the inside. Royal times two revs up four wide as they come to the top of the stretch. Nelly Up tries to polish it up. Spoke One For Me dives down low with Let's Go to Paris into deep stretch. Spoke One For Me gains the upper hand. Perfect pocket rocket winner for a noble double.
All right, so Nan Noble took the first two of the particular card, including that Stallion Series final with Smoke One For Me, the big 3-5 favorite, surrounded by long shots, but nonetheless got the job done. Congratulations to Smoke One For Me, the three-year-old colt trot winner and a Buckeye Stallion Series champion. Race three was an overnight. We move on to race number four. Two-year-old filly Trotters in Action, doing battle for $75,000. Can Ready To keep the favorite track going. Ready To on the board at 9-5, and once again surrounded by long shots. Judy's Money 7-1 on the lead past the half. Wild Is Her Oz till the end. Oz, a pair of long shots tracking up close mid pack. Will Ready To be able to notch the win for Team Beatty? Let's find out. Here's Kenny Livingood with the call of the 2-year-old filly trot.
Till the End Oz is flanked by Mockingbird Oz. Then Hang Tight, Honey Yell. Chip shot far out of it with less than 3/8 of a mile. The high step. Judy's Money to reel in. The lead is two. Wild Is Her Oz outside of Ready To. Has had a great trip for Sandy Beatty at the inside. If good enough, Ready To roll three wide. Comes Mockingbird Oz as they're off three quarters in an even 1:30. Back into the far turn they go. Judy's Money, the leader. Wild Is Her Oz has dead aim, and she's gaining with each and every stride. Only a neck behind. Now they're on even turns with an eighth of a mile left to go. Ready To is third. Mockingbird Oz is fourth. They turn for the money. Dan Noble and Wild Is Her Oz poking ahead in front. Now it's a neck. Judy's Money back to second. Ready To up the inside is slipping through, and she's got trot time ticking away. Mockingbird Oz over the top. Ready To, passing lane winner.
Well, the favorites were 2-for-2 so far in Buckeye Stallion Series night as Ready 2 got up the inside to get the job done for Team Beatty. Sandy Beatty, the winning driver, up the inside. It was a passing lane score in the 3-year-old Colt Trot for Smoke One for me. It was a passing lane score in the 2-year-old Philly Trot for Ready 2. Congratulations to the Connections. Up next, the 2-year-old Philly Pace. And I'll tell you what, this is quite an interesting affair in this 2-year-old filly pacing event, and we'll see if Jamie Amanda for Team Hanners can get the job done, or will it be somebody else? It's the 2-year-old filly pace, race number 5 on the docket, as we continue to take a look back at the Buckeye Stallion Series final night from Northfield Park back on October 4th. Kenny Livingood with the call.
Jamie Amanda, third over excess cover for Made to Rockette. Still 6.5 lengths off the leader. Odds on Dividend at the inside. The trailer of this group is Seaside Angel. They're off 3/4 and 1/25 and 1, and they speed into the final turn. And they're 1.5 behind Mingle and Dingle. Jamie Amanda let go 3 wide for her bid. She's got to find 2.5 as she just went past Eyes Up. Standarosa's had a good trip. Made to Rockette from the back tries to swing wide. They turn 4 home. Mingle and Dingle with a 2-prong challenge. Jamie Amanda down the center. Standarosa up the inside. Jamie Amanda hits the front and kicks away. Jamie Amanda is a 7-1 winner.
Well, our first upset of the night, Jamie Amanda coming from the clouds, sweeping on past to get the job done for driver Austin Hanners, defeating a 31-1 long shot who had to settle for second by 1/3, 7-2 points. So certainly some very, very good odds there as Jamie Amanda comes from the clouds to win the 2-year-old filly pace, the $75,000 in the Buckeye Stallion Series. Still lots left to come on this edition of Off to the Races. When we come back, we still have 5 more Buckeye Stallion Series finals to take a look at. But once again, congratulations to all the winners of the Fair Finals last week, to the Stallion Series. We're taking a look back here today. And even next week, when we take a look at the Steyr Stakes Champions. Just some great, great opportunities to make some money in harness racing here in the sport of Ohio. More Stallion Series action as we relive finals night on Off to the Races. Back in a flash.
Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
We are back on Off to the Races. You've got my 96.7 FM WDLR and AM 1270. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. And listen, we appreciate you joining us each and every Saturday morning that we have this radio show. And we do urge you to send us an email and listen, some constructive criticism, some good criticism. You know, a brand new year is coming up, 2026. What do you want to hear? What don't you want to hear in the world of harness racing here in the state state of Ohio, let me know. m_bozich@yahoo.com is the email. Once again, m_bozich@yahoo.com. And listen, from all of us here at Off to the Races, we certainly hope you have the best holiday season. It's a great time of year, and we certainly really extend a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year out to everybody out there. All right, let's continue to take a look at the year that was. We're looking back at 2025, in particular the Buckeye Stallion Series Final, which took place, which took place on October 4th at Northfield Park. And up next, the three-year-old Filly Trot, pretty stout favorite in here, a horse's that has really had a fantastic 2025 season leading up to this final back on the 4th, and that was Travel Nurse, and she's going to go off as the big favorite at 1-1. Does she live up to that favoritism status? Let's send it out to the voice of Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood, with the call.
Travel Nurse and Luke Hanner is a length and a quarter. Cowan on CC is matching strides with Up through the first half mile in 58-1. 29-3 in the second panel from Travel Nurse, who leads into the payoff half. At the inside, Up. Cowan on CC, first over grind. Pretty Little Penny, no place to go for Paige. Volsterita still second over. She's got to pick up four with 3/8 to go. Off stride goes Sweet Rose, goes on a gallop. Youthful Kemp and I Will Make You Proud Oz. Up the back stretch they go. Travel Nurse leads a length and a quarter. Up's had a sweet trip. Three wide, Volsterita let go for her bitch. She still needs to find three. Cowan on CC between them. Pretty Little Penny, 3/4, 1:27-1. They speed around the final turn, and Travel Nurse tries to sneak away. Up was very steppy there from the pocket, and she did break there. Up is off stride. So up to second now is Volsterita as they turn for the money. The favorites to decide at Travel Nurse. And at the inside, Volsterita now pops off the rail to the inside. Pretty Little Penny's got fresh legs, trying to reach Travel Nurse. Pretty Little Penny's flying. Time running out. Travel Nurse is a champion again.
My goodness, my man Kenny Livingood was he was losing it there towards the end of that mile, and why not? That was a heck of a stretch go, as Travel Nurse was able to keep the lead in the stretch and survive the challenge of the long shot to get the job done. And what Kenny was alluding to towards the end of that mile is she won the two-year-old Filly Trot championship last year from the Buckeye Stallion Series, and she did it again this year, driven by Luke Canners. Congratulations to the connections of Travel Nurse. She is your three-year-old Filly Trot champion as far as the Buckeye Stallion Series is concerned. All right, moving right along, next in race sequence on that big night at Northfield Park was the two-year-old colt Trot, and the Tom Largo is a horse that has just had an outstanding season. Eckerd Hill Brady in this race as well, and this is a horse that is owned by the voice of Harness Racing, Roger Houston. Of course, one of the big storylines of all of 2025 was Roger Houston retiring, or I shouldn't say retire. I'm not saying retire. Roger Houston stepping down, passing the torch to Jason Settlemore, who is now the voice of the Little Brown Jug, and well, well deserved. But anyway, Roger Houston, part owner of Eckerd Hill Brady, who has had a tremendous season in his own right. Tom Largo has had a tremendous season in his own right as well. Let's see what Kenny Livingood's got to say. It's the $75,000 two-year-old colt Trot final from Northfield Park back on October 4th, 2025. Buckeye Stallion Series final.
Dude, that was very rough back there in sixth in front of Eckerd Hill Brady in seventh at perfect range of the trailer, and now Rude Dudel is on a break. So racing on over to the halfway points, Tom Largo's halfway home in 59 flat. Tom Largo leading the way. Dublin's Holiday, tough trip on the outside. Okay, one more. Perfect trip for Merriman. Saving ground ready-made in contention. Moontime Money continues to second over Sit. He's five lengths off the leader. Then Eckerd Hill Brady in front of perfect range. Up the backside they go. Tom Largo by two. Okay, one more is second. There goes Moontime Money. Three wide as Dublin's Holiday calls it an evening. Saving ground ready-made. Eckerd Hill Brady in perfect range. Over to 3/4 they go, and Tom Largo continues to bump the lead. He's up in front by 3.5 now into the far turn. Less than a quarter of a mile of the trot. Tom Largo opens up by 5 off stride. Okay, one more just jumped it off. Up to second now is ready made with a dream spoof through there at the pylons. Eckerd Hill Brady saving ground. He's into third off stride. Moontime Money. And with that, it's all over. Tom Largo, much the best at 1-9. He'll deliver by 10 lengths in the end. Ready made and Eckerd Jared Hill, Brady, second and third, 157-1.
That was a huge win for Tom Largo. He was the big favorite at 1-9. Really has had a stranglehold kind of on that division all season long. So congratulations to the connections of Tom Largo, the winner of the 2-year-old colt trot, Chris Lem's driving. Where you got three more races to look at. It's the 2-year-old colt Pace, the 3-year-old filly Pace, and of course, the glamour boys, if you will, the 3-year-old colt Pacers. And we're going to take a look at that at segment three. Got a couple minutes left of this segment, so kind of some public service announcements, if you will. If you're interested, it's a great time out. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association annual awards banquet taking place on Saturday, January 10th. It's at the Renaissance Westerville. Of course, that's in Westerville, Ohio. Cocktail hour starting at 4. The awards ceremony kicking off at 5:30. Make your reservations now. Call the OHHA office at 614-221-3650. Or if you like me and you can't jot numbers down very quickly, then go to their Facebook page, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Your reservation's got to be in by December 29th. So once again, visit them online at OHHA.com. Follow their Facebook page and like their Facebook page. Do all that kind of stuff. 614-221-3650 is the number if you're good at writing numbers down in a hurry as you listen to the broadcast. Jay Wolf wrote a really nice article back on December 8th, and it was shared on the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The headline, Charity is the big winner at Dayton Raceway. She wasn't listed in the racing program, but Hannah's Treasure Chest was a big winner Saturday night. That was back on December 6th. Thanks to the efforts of Intrepid Ivy, a 9-year-old pacer, was partnered with the Dayton area charity that received $10,000 from the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. So, big shout out to the OHHA for doing that. Listen, charity is huge, and we as a part of the Harness Racing family have to give back as much as we possibly can. Hats off to the OHHA. More on the other side of this timeout. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
We are back on my 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. Off to the Races, the program, and we are taking a look back as we continue our, about in the middle, the three-part series of this year-in-review of 2025. Last week we took a look at the fair finals here in the state of Ohio, the championships, and now we're taking a look at the Buckeye Stallion Series finals. And we took a look at five of them already. We're down to three. The 2-year-old colt Pace is up next, and driver Cameron McCown is behind the lines of Hers Corinthian. Will that one be able to come from out of the clouds? I'll tell you right now, got a mid-pack spot off the wings with some pretty tough leaders. Got the Ebony Drive against Stoke the Fire. Odds on Phil up there as well. So we're going to see what is going to be a pretty entertaining 2-year-old colt Pace final. Let's send it to Northfield Park. Of course, the finals were contested on October 4th, 2025. Our man Kenny Livengood's got the call of the two-year-old Colt Pace final, the Buckeye-Stallion Series.
They zip through a 26-4 opening panel. The fastest quarter of the night goes to the freshman Pacers. The Ebony Dragon in front, two. Stoke the Fire, second. Odds on Phil is third. Barcelona Legend is fourth. Quick move coming from here's Corinthian from the back. He just quickly blitzed from sixth all the way up into fourth and challenging for third and towing Hunka Hunka right into this. Wagon Day got the Northfield shuffle at last. He's third over. Barcelona Legend at the inside. They double tier after the halfway point behind the Ebony Dragon in 56-4. They really backed it down in the second quarter. It was a half minute flat. First over, here's Corinthian second. Locked in, Stoke the Fire third. Second over, Hunka Hunka fourth. Only three off the top. Wagon Day towed third over. Excess cover. Odds on Phil at the inside. The trailer, Barcelona Legend across the back stretch and driving to three quarters. Here's Corinthian has power to the front. The Ebony Dragon may have done too much too soon. He's back to second. Hunka Hunka uncovered there. Third is here's Corinthian has gotten away by three after three quarters and 125-1. Stoke the Fire buried there for Lems. No place to go. As they round the far turn, here's Corinthian made that big move. He's in front by three with an eighth of a mile left to go. Wagon Day is three wide at a big price. Hunka Hunka two path. The Ebony Dragon at the rail. Stoke the Fire angling for clear racetrack. They turn for home. Here's Corinthian on a three-length lead. Wagon Day up the inside. Stoke the Fire, but here's Corinthian's got it one. Here's Corinthian makes it three in a row. Wagon Day with a...
How about here's Corinthian from a big off-the-pace score to take that two-year-old Colt Pace final, was working his way first up, and was just able to blow by the leader. And I think, that's the sign of a good announcer. Kenny Livengood talking about the Ebony Dragon up top and pretty much saying, listen, this horse done too much too soon. And kind of back to the field there, as here's Corinthian was able to blow on pass and secure a fairly easy victory for Cameron McCown to pick up his third straight win at that point in time. So congratulations to the two-year-old Colt Pacing champion, the Buckeye Stallion Series. Here is Corinthian. All right, coming up, three-year-old Philly Paces in action. And this horse was pretty special. You know, Keith Gisser and myself were co-hosting the Little Brown Jug Week for the Little Brown Jug Network right here on at my 96.7 FM WDLR and AM 1270. And Keith, you know, went pretty in-depth about fractional ownership, the benefits of fractional ownership, and him being able to take ownership in a lot of different horses, which he normally wouldn't have been able to do if the concept of fractional ownership weren't around. Fractional ownership basically gives you the opportunity to own 1%, 2%, 5% of a horse, kind of like a stock almost. And just the joy of a horse that you can say that you own winning despite the monetary income that you might make is pretty enthralling, actually. You know, to go and say, hey, listen, I own 1% of that horse, I own 2% of that horse, to be able to bring your buddies to the racetrack and just all kind of good things can come out of fractional ownership. And of course, as you invest, hey, listen, like the stock market, you know, you own this, you own a couple of shares here, a couple of shares there, and as you begin to make money, well, you know what, listen, let's get another 100 shares. Well, you know what, listen, let's get another couple percentage ownership of a horse. And the three-year-old Philly Pace, Our Honor Defend, was a horse that Keith had talked about quite extensively, not only on the Little Brown Chuck Radio Network, but we also had him on the show, I believe, a week or two prior to this one, or maybe it was, I can't remember. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast. But we had Keith on the program. We talked extensively about Our Honor Defend and her success. And she comes into this three-year-old Philly Pacing final, barely making the final, and for $75,000, she draws an inside post, goes off at huge odds, 24-1. And let's listen to the call, tracking out Kenny Livengood.
Three quarters, 124. 4-2. Sharp speed there in the third panel from Surviving Fire into the far turn with the lead. Legendary L is second outside of Anna Loves Bananas. Our Honor Defend was able to shake free off the rail behind Judge B again and is coming to the outside three wide as they turn four home. Surviving Fire with the lead. Anna Loves Bananas down low. Our Honor Defend charging down the center. Anna Loves Bananas slipping through. Our Honor Defend is flying. Here's the wire photo. That is so tight between Our Honor Defend and Anna Loves Bananas. We'll wait for the picture in 154-2.
What I want to know is that 30 seconds to a minute or so that you had to wait for the picture. And do you have both, any one of those horses, Anna Loves Bananas and, or Our Honor Defend, that had to be the longest wait for a picture. But Our Honor Defend upset them. Or should say upset him at 24-1. One final one to take a look at. Unique Catch, the 3-year-old colt pacing champion for driver Aaron Marimo, was eighth in the standings coming in and was able to get the job done. Let's see the stretch call of that one.
Tied Not Tonight, then Fly High Cruiser. They turn for home. Johnny Up has to polish it up. Unique Catch down the center. Woodrow Blue Chip into the passing lane. Woodrow Blue Chip, here comes Unique Catch over the top. Fly High Cruiser. Unique Catch has got it won.
And this program each and every week would not be possible without these fine people. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet, drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We are so out of time. Don't forget to join us next Saturday morning with a first post of 9:30 a.m. So long, everybody.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.